had a knife. I mean, it's a hinge down here, and they had the hammer up there. Sure, that screw underneath hand, it was marked off, and there it was. I don't know how much it was. I thought just cut it down. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but Mike Burton, family that's been here a long time, one of the old families around here, they're all dead except one brother and one sister. And they had nobody, and they gave the place to the university, and they got a
Steelbird.
Yeah. You been out there?
I know Mr. Burton, yeah. I talked with him on the phone.
All right. So you go out there and see that thing?
No, I haven't been out there.
Well, go out there and look at it. You get a pretty good education.
Did he go to LSU?
Hell yeah. All of them. His sister out there, she's retired from LSU. She taught them. So, I own it, right?
Yes.
He was a landscape architect.
Now,
our family has been here for some years together. I mean, you know, it's been here for all these many years.
Yes.
You ought to go out there. They got everything. They got these old factory stores and outhouses and the damn nigger quarters and shuck mattresses and all the damn things that were in the South had. You know what, you people, you know, when I was a kid, 7 or 8 years old, and could have found out all this stuff that you're talking about, I wasn't interested in what's down. I could have gone to my uncle and my grandpa, any of those fellas was 85, 90 years old, and I could have got all this stuff in. But we weren't interested in it. And now, we've done a lot of research to find out what the score is. For instance, this old cemetery down below the university down there. Miss Tones has been interested in that thing. She don't have anybody down there. Some of the first people were buried down there were still compliant, even. That thing has been desecrated and run over, and it's just some of the things that you're not interested in. You're not interested in those things because when you get 50 years older, then you're going to be damn interested in what's going on up there where your grandpa and them were born. So you better find out now while some of them can talk to you about it. And it'd be a whole lot easier than you trying to find it out 50 years from now when they're out there to tell you. Now, I'm no different than the rest of them. I'm sorry that I didn't. I'm like everybody else. You see, you were busy going to dance, you were busy going to hunting, you were busy going fishing, or you were busy doing something else, and you didn't have time, you weren't even thinking about it. But now, it would be important. You're trying to find out stuff here that is history. And what you're talking about is going to be history. You better find out it now. It's easier to find out now and make a record of it. Then we'll be 50 years from now trying to find out.
Now, after dinner, your wife washes the dishes and gets the soap off the sheet.
Put it in the sink. We got a sink there. We don't have a dishwasher.
Get the soap off of the sheet.
Just rinse your soap pad off of it.
Yeah.
We've got a stainless steel sink there, two compartments. You can put them in one, wash them in one, rinse them off in the other, dry them off, put them up, keep them up.
We dry them.
Dry them right there. And the thing is, only two of us, anybody, she and I, we don't have much of a problem.
Yeah.
We buy ourselves. And we have stainless steel pots. We just live like other people. Yeah, we got